Hello, everyone. Welcome to the next episode of Public Enemy Board Game Experience. Today, we're going to be playing a game called Two of These People Are Lying. I believe this 10th episode. Yeah,
okay. So, in this game, you got a bunch of people with Wikipedia articles. You only know your Wikipedia article. You get a couple seconds. You get, like, half a minute to read it. That's it. Now, the judge is going to draw one of the three Wikipedia articles. Now, two of the people are going to have no idea, and the judge is going to ask what the article is. Two of the people, they don't know what the article is because they didn't read it, so they're going to have to make it up on the spot. Now, the person who actually read the article did. Point-based system, if the judge guesses the wrong answer, then the person who gave the wrong answer gets a point. If the judge guesses right, then the person who gave the right answer and the judge get a point. At the end, whoever has the most points wins.
How many rounds are we doing?
I don't care. Probably two or three. Two rounds normally takes... I don't know.
We'll just do three. We'll do three and then go off of it if we need to shorten it.
Okay, so we have already all assembled our Wikipedia articles. We have Shep as the first judge.
And but we also have Matthew, but he's being a little quiet person. Hi, Matthew.
Yeah. He is here. Okay, so... Shep, go ahead and choose a number.
Should I choose a number?
Yeah.
What is... Choose...
Shep, just tell us the
number. NAS 551.
Okay.
Ines? I don't know how you'd pronounce that. NAS?
Okay, so who are you going to guess first?
I am going to guess Matthew.
Okay. That's not Matthew. How the game works.
Matthew, Shep, who are you going to ask about the article? I did something.
I'm going to ask Matthew about the article.
Okay, I thought you said I'm going to guess.
Matthew's like, no, that is disobeying the law. Again.
There it is. Okay. I don't know how to pronounce that. I looked at the article for a second. I ignored the name. Innis. Pronouncing Innis. Innis 551. Is an Indian Naval Air Force unit.
Okay.
Okay. Who you want to ask next, Shep?
I think I'm gonna ask my big boy. I'm gonna ask Samson.
Okay, so INAS, I don't know how you say it, 551 here, is the International Aerial System 551. There's multiple of these across different nations.
There's 551 of them.
Maybe more.
There's what? But there's 551 of what?
Don't worry about it, Shep. Just keep, Samson, keep talking.
No, it's your turn, Carson.
Okay, Carson, big boy.
Okay, so I also did not look at how it is pronounced. So I'm just going to guess that it's Innis 551. So Innis 551 was an experiment conducted by the Russian government in space on dogs. As you know, Russians, they sent dogs to space, and they conducted experiments on them.
Carson, can you tell me more?
Yeah, sure. So... INAS is essentially, it's a Russian translation. I would have to guess what the words were. It didn't really make sense to me. It was a lot of science words. But from what the article says, it was like, I don't remember the time frame, but, you know, it was like moon race, right? So the Russians sent up a dog with it. And what they did essentially is they hooked up a bunch of gear to this dog and saw how its heart rate went and what its blood pressure looked like and what would happen if they injected certain toxins and poisons into it. And see, you know, like, hey, maybe what happens if we only feed the dog cabbage?
It was like, I actually knew a bit about this.
Space Russian.
And you see, why it's called 551 is because there were 551 dogs.
Carson, I actually know about this experiment. What was the name of the dog, Carson?
There were 551 dogs, Shep.
Carson, what was the most famous of those one dogs?
Well, wasn't it Sputnik?
What? Carson.
Could forget Sputnik. Your favorite dog.
It was more German than Russian. Like,
listen,
at least
forget about Russian. Okay, that's all I have to say about it, okay? You can go on to ask other people.
I think it might be Samson. Samson, tell me more. Carson, do you know? Actually, I'm going to go insult Carson after your turn.
Okay, so these international airway systems, you know, aerial systems, me. So basically, you know, so you see, you've been in a plane before, right, Shep?
Yeah.
Yeah, you see them planes, they flying around and stuff. Basically, international aerial systems, they monitor them planes to see if they doing all right. And if they not doing all right, you know, they radio to the pilot being like, yo, you not all right? And they're like, oh, we're not all right. Yeah.
Wait, did you just say that it was the national, international, or international, national?
No, it's just international.
Airway system?
Oh, okay. I don't know why that there would be two letters connected and the other two not connected, but okay.
they do that a lot, actually.
They don't do that a lot, Carson.
Yeah, they do.
Like compound words.
Obviously, because that's what the article said, Shep.
Okay, so Shep, you gonna make a guess? Gonna ask Matthew some questions?
I already know the answer because of Samson's answer, which would mean it is my boy Matthew is the it is the one with the article. So you two are liars.
Oh yeah, that would make you correct, giving both of us a point. And you didn't ask me for more detail, which is a shame, because I didn't tell you about how when this Indian naval air force started, they started with four vampire
dogs that went into space.
Sputnik.
I don't know.
It was Leica. And I will not let you insult the Russian space race like this.
Okay, so
Leica or Leica?
Okay, points are tallied, right? So next up, who's going to be the next judge?
Sam, Carson, are you
I'll be
tallying?
Next,
yeah, I think whoever gets caught is the judge, unless they've already been judged.
Great, so Matthew, you are a judge. I'm going to start a timer for 30 seconds.
That is so sad. Y'all were not able to read my good article about them Chelsea buns.
Okay, ready? Three,
you can
two,
use the same article.
Oh, guys, 30 seconds.
Y'all don't change articles.
No, Matthew, no. No, yeah. We're changing articles, Matthew.
No, Matthew, you didn't tell us that.
Hey, so you have 20 seconds.
Okay, well, I changed my article.
Oh, y'all are stupid.
No, you never explained that. Guys, we don't know what number we are.
Why would you switch articles? If your article didn't get guessed, then you just carry it over.
Because you have to recycle them? Oh my god.
30 seconds is up. 30 seconds, beep.
I don't know what our numbers are, dude. Jesus.
Just choose a number.
Yeah. It's not that hard. Anonymous pumpkin.
Jesus.
Make sure the font size is 30.
No, I think I prefer this.
Shep, it's going to be easy to tell which one's yours.
Okay,
fine. I like them.
Font size 30.
Okay, stop highlighting your thing. God, okay, who highlighted the numbers?
Shep!
Shep,
okay. Okay, I'm waiting here. How do you pronounce that?
Okay, Matthew, go on, Matthew.
Somebody has highlighted. I think it's
Who's highlighting this?
I think it's you.
There okay. You go. Matthew, choose an invisible number. Matthew, choose an invisible number.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so I see number one is here.
Yes.
Number two is not there. There's number two. There's is number three. Okay, so Shep, which number? Shep chose number two last time. And then before that, number
three. That was Judge last time.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll highlight them all and pick which one sounds coolest. Number three sounded coolest. I didn't highlight them all, but I highlighted number three. And I.
Great. Number three. That?
I got Shep's article.
Oh, I mean, I mean, I know what that is.
what's Crayonberg?
Google are you asking?
Correctly. Google says it has two A's.
How do you, what is Crayonberg?
Who do you ask?
Right, let's start with... Shepard comes after Samson in the alphabet, so we'll ask him first.
Yeah? Oh, wait, I have to go real quick.
Yay,
okay, so,
Who are you asking?
We're buying time so we can think of a better lie. cool. Carson, what is Crayonberg?
It is a small town in Germany.
Okay, that's what I would have assumed. Samson, what is Crayonberg?
A castle, in Germany.
Okay.
Shep is still not here, so,
Shep, what is it?
Okay, cool. Carson, give me more detail on Crayonberg.
Okay, so it's a mediocrely small size city in Germany. I believe it's in the southeast quadrant, you know, that little bottom part of Germany. It's not really close to the border, but, like, kind of close, you know, like 3 days on horseback there is what it said in the article. So basically what it was... Yes. So in the time of, like, the barbarians with the Germans and stuff, or not the Germans, the barbarians with the Nordic and the Romans, that was a settlement used by the Vikings that they would pretty much just trade. They would go there, they would chill, they would trade, you know, drink some beer, then they would ride their horse off to the, then they would ride their horse to the border, hop on, like, get in the river and ride down the river to go pillage.
Ride your horse down the river.
No, ride a boat down the river.
You didn't say not horse anymore.
I'm sorry about that. But yeah, that's pretty much it.
Alright, Matthew, it's my turn.
Shep. Yeah, Samson, tell me about Crayonberg.
Okay, so Crayonberg is also it's also called Crayonberg Hill in Germany. It has two towns at its foot of the hill. Do y'all know Charlemagne?
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that person. Yeah, you know, he bought a town called something. Yeah, don't remember. Yeah, so Charlemagne bought a village, and to protect it, they built, fucking Crayonberg. Yeah. Well, it did change. It did change.
Give me, like, 10 minutes.
You know, I didn't think that Charlemagne's legion made it all the way to Germany.
Everything you just said, I didn't hear a single thing.
Yeah, and you know, I really didn't think that Charlemagne's party made it all the way to Germany.
Oh, well, believe whatever you want. Basically, after that, they built the 30 Years' War, and they destroyed Crayonberg. Yes. Yeah,
no, Carson, don't change it.
But it was in Germany history until the 19th century, where Johann Wolfgang got ennobled there.
Johann?
Yep.
Okay, Shep, are you there?
He said to give me like 10 minutes.
God, okay. All right,
so, you know, you just gotta have to go based off of us.
We're just gonna tell you right now, it's not Shep's article.
Yeah, it's not Shep's.
Yeah, I figured. This is Samson's article.
Yep.
You have too much.
So, Carson, Charlemagne did make it to Germany, so fuck you.
Yeah, I know. I was trying to make you seem less credible.
Yeah, well, Carson. No,
he gave lots of detail.
Johann.
Okay, so
Carson
since.
Just said horse and river a lot.
So.
Okay, wait, guys. No, I propose to change everything. Right, we make Shep judge, because he left, right? And then we change everything to the Third Mickey Revolt of 1853. And it is none of our articles, and we are all making it up.
Yes! Do it.
Yes.
Podcast. Okay. Okay, so yeah, Matthew and Carson are going to shut up now. Podcast, we are going to debate the out of ship, okay? So hopefully Carson's going to turn, and I'm just going to... That's Craig. I accidentally clicked on Craig on the Discord. Oopsies. Anyway, so hopefully Carson's going to edit the part out where Shep's gone, but basically we're going to debate the fuck out of him. We're going to make all of the choices Third Mickey Revolt of 1853, and yeah, none of us know what the fuck that is, so
that's
yeah.
Because it isn't. Wait, who wrote Monkeys and Apes in Space?
That wasn't me. My article was a mythological film. No, that was me.
Who deleted them all?
No, we got rid of the articles underneath.
The Third Mickey Revolt.
So, guys, what's the Third Mickey Revolt of 1853? I was just typing words.
I'm gonna Google it.
Third. Revolt of 1853.
Well, luckily nothing comes up.
Good.
Ooh, Uncle Tom's Cabin.
What are we gonna do when he guesses that it's our article, right? And it's gonna be like, no, that wasn't my article. And he's like, okay, whose article was it?
No. Shut up. Just be quiet. Everyone just be quiet.
We just all leave the Discord.
All
of us just mute ourselves, because then
leave the Discord, it fucks up Craig
and the Enucaster, I'm assuming.
The Enucaster doesn't Enucaster doesn't care, because it's not Discord based, but everything, but Craig will be very angry.
Anyone have any ideas to what they're gonna say for this?
I'm gonna say it's a sequel to Uncle Tom's Cabin, the Civil War story.
Yeah, see, I've just been sitting here trying to think of something and just nothing.
I'm just gonna go off the
tip of your
head. I'm just gonna fucking go for it. Go for it. Y'all can't stop me from just fucking going for it.
It's for convention.
No. Third Mickey Revolt of 1853. You realize, Shep? Okay. So basically, we've all heard of Goofy. Well, the reason that he's called Goofy is because, you know, the main revolter of the revolt was called Goofus Durfenschmurf.
Don't use that.
Your pun,
Durfenschmurf. No shit, Carson. Okay, I have also figured out what I'm gonna do for the Third Mickey Revolt of 1853.
That's good. So, it's best to just keep talking so I can use as much of this as I can. So,
Where does it say wait here at the bottom?
That's just where we put our cursors. So, I don't know.
Today is gonna be the day.
Okay, so, I'm just gonna... Okay, so I also think we up the time from 30 seconds to like a minute or 2 minutes.
What time?
Yeah, what time? What?
To read the article.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm just
Of course, I need to read more about the Third Mickey Revolt of 1853.
Yeah.
Okay, so Shep picks number one, then Carson will go first. If Shep picks number two, Samson will go first. If Shep picks number three, I will go first.
No, he will see. No, he will tell who's going to go first.
But it's more fun that way when Shep doesn't get a choice.
Wait, so if he says what?
One, Carson. Two, you. Three, me.
Okay, I'm two.
I had to get that sick rhyme. So, can we play backup? Right now, just for the listeners.
Yeah.
Okay, we are now going to play the number one song in our region right now. Let me just pull it up real quick.
Our region being just our school.
Casper in general, obviously. Best song ever to come out of Casper, Wyoming. Our addresses are 4269 Go Fuck Yourself Avenue.
Okay, so who wants to play the song? Because I also have it.
So do I, Carson. So this is the number one song in our region.
Thank God you were a backstory. What kind of joke is that? His career started at the Jewish rookie season. Was better than you'll ever be. Cause you're a backup. Only used for 4 seconds. All the ass up. Like a gun to back and clean. Just a backup. Cause you'll never be the best player on the team. Always be the backup. Jewish superstar. Cause you're a backup. You must just be working on your form, but still can hit a free throw. Even check with, and that's why you were his backup. You've been hating on my boy, Obama, but until you can become a B team starter, shouldn't be hating on a man who's in the NBA and shares the same role as you as a backup starter. Tell me when you make it after your 40th. Goddamn, bench team. I'ma tell you right now on the spot, the only goal you'll ever get was backup. And don't you think I forgot about Jello? Hey! You thought you were getting away? Fuck no, I couldn't ever forget about Sam's number one fuckboy.
All right, so remember to check out Backup on ASM Raps. That is capital A, capital S, capital M, space, Raps. ASM
also
Raps.
On or, Sam and Miles Raps.
Yes,
and
capital S, A-M, space, A-N-D, space, capital M-I-L-E-S, space, capital R-A-P-S, Sam and Miles Raps.
Guys.
Also on Miles P, capital M-I-L-E-S,
in the song, you might have heard. In the song, you might have heard the mention of Shep. Yes, that is the exact same Shep. Whoa, I know, right? We have a celebrity on our podcast.
You know what I think it's time for, guys? Is that what I think I hear? I think I hear an ad break.
Ad break.
Wow, I hope that was a good ad. I mean,
that was a very good ad.
It seemed pretty good.
ANCOR.FM.
Check out anchor.fm.
You see, podcast, we recorded that about a week ago, and we've been making fun of Carson since for saying anchor.fm. But make sure to go to anchor.fm. That is anchor.fm. anchor.fm. anchor.fm.
Carson, for that ad break, you cannot play the ad that we were referencing. Confuse everybody.
Right, the ad will play now.
Oh, you got debated the first time, or did you?
There wasn't an ad there, but you probably already
I have no idea what the cat's happening. Or is the ad going to be now?
It wasn't now.
God damn it.
Nothing is ever now. Always was now.
Or was now. Was the it was now?
Oh, what? You're a backup starter.
So you know the first part of backup, audience. You know, we can't get it out of our head. No, what?
Thank God you were a backup starter.
Just that first part. The first 4 seconds. Catchiest shit I've ever heard.
No one knows the rest of it.
Exactly. Except for the parts like, you've been working on your form, but you still can't hit a free throw. Shep could, and that's why you were his backup. It's been more than 10 minutes. Shep is pulling a flake up right now.
Yeah.
Yeps.
You know, we've had a lot of time to think about the third Mickey Revolt of 18.
Oh, yeah, no, I looked up, Carson cut this out, but I just looked up historical events in 1853. And I'm just going to go off of that.
Because
that's how big brain I am. We should probably stop highlighting this, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, who removed my good thing I put?
Oh. Been working on your form, but you still can't hit a free throw. Chef could, and that's why you were his backup. Sam's number one fuckboy. Sweet dreams, but I put Kahoot music over it. Oh, damn.
Who's Anonymous Pumpkin?
I think that's me.
Yeah.
Why?
Oh, just because your cursor isn't on the waiting.
Well, yeah, no. There. Yep, could. And you were his backup. Who did it leave?
I'ma check.
No, they came back.
I think it was Matthew.
What are we doing?
Hello. Oh, yes, okay, Shep is here.
Because you left for too long.
Yes.
Shep, you missed it.
Mickey Revolt of 1853.
Okay, so you chose number three, right?
Yeah, I'll be number three.
Oh, no. No, you highlighted number three. You are the judge.
The Mickey Revolt of 1853.
Third Mickey Revolt of
1853. Okay. Samson, what is the third Mickey Revolt of 1853?
Okay, so the Mickey Revolt of 1853. So around 1853, there was a slave that was, you know, obviously in slavery. His name was Solomon Northup.
No, I just thought his name. I thought slave just meant that he was chilling.
No, his name was Solomon Northup, and basically, when he got released, all people revolted. They were like, "No, this is bullshit. He's a slave. Get him back in there. That's stupid." Yeah.
I don't know if I trust Asians.
Yeah.
So, Chef, who you want to ask next?
You.
Me?
No, the person behind you.
Okay.
It's so, like, he just runs and grabs his dad.
Okay, so, the third Mickey Revolt of 1853 was essentially, so, you know how during the American Civil War, there was that very popular book going around, Uncle Tom's Cabin?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was part of our social studies unit. So basically, it was like a sequel to that, kind of, but also kind of like a parallel story.
Did they ever make a movie about it?
I don't think so. But it was not written by the same person. It was written by like John Lewis Carpenter, I think was his name. And obviously,
by chance, was he a carpenter?
I don't know. I think his father probably was or something. But The book actually came out in 1873, but, you know, I don't know why he called it the Third Mickey Revolt of 1853, but, yeah, that's all I'm going to tell you right now.
Okay. Matthew.
So the Third Mickey Revolt of 1853 was this group of activists who were very... very upset. You know, I believe they were in New Jersey. They said, yeah. Were very upset with some rulings over in France. I don't know why they were upset about things in France. They're in America, but they were extremely upset about this ruler over in France named Mickey. You know, they were revolting. You know, the first two, they were just in America, and they're like, this ain't working, dog. they went to France and they're like, no, we protest in you.
Were they by chance executed, or did the French run away?
I believe
executed.
Both.
I don't care. The answer is always executed. This makes I believe that no one is lying.
Interesting.
You're not gonna ask for more detail from anybody.
What? Yeah, we're all. I know. I'm prepared to give more detail. I can tell you.
I think no one else is lying.
Chef, one
your final answer. No one is lying.
Chef, final answer. Chef, two of us are lying. You have
no
to.
No one is lying, Carson.
Chef, is that your final answer?
Chef, that can't be your final answer. Please ask more questions.
Carson, stop! Oh. Mac, Carson, Chef, no. Is that your final answer?
I believe that Carson is a liar.
Okay, is anyone else lying?
That's not the goal of the game. The goal of the game is to find who's telling the truth.
Yeah, you are not.
Okay, or am I? Telling the truth.
I believe that Samson is telling the truth.
Samson, was it your article?
No, but no.
It was my article.
No, it wasn't.
Matthew, it's always your article.
It wasn't Matthew's
article. It was my article.
No, it wasn't. It was my article.
It was my
article. It's fucking fake.
I came up with the third Mickey revolt of 1853. Yeah, therefore, it is mine.
But it's not, Jeff. It's not real. You got debated. Get
out! You were gone for too long. I got bored. I typed the third Mickey revolt of 1853.
Okay.
By the way, Jeff, that was an
other answer. Every number we put the third Mickey revolt of 1853.
Yeah, I saw.
Okay, so. Next up, who wants to be judged? It's either me or Samson.
I think Samson.
Okay.
Yeah, give me them articles, boy.
Okay, I choose this number.
Oh, I'll get off the article now.
Okay, everyone switch a number then.
I didn't see what numbers you guys picked.
Okay, great. I'm gonna
pick this number.
Okay, everyone, article finding. You have 2 minutes. Begins 3, 2, 1, go.
It's Anonymous Pumpkin in here.
Because he's on the article. In
there. I'm on Discord right now. Meatballs, News Floats, and Judith. Do these people are lying?
What?
Don't worry about that.
Samson, can you move your cursor?
I'm not on the fucking dock, you fucking retard.
I'll put it down.
Hold on, I don't have a wiki, so like, I have to. I'm getting the. I have to get
One and a half minutes remaining.
Ooh, okay, my internet goes slow. The third Mickey revolt. Oh, I'm looking that up. When you look that up, it literally shows Uncle Tom's Cabin.
I was typing it and I was bored.
My internet's not working. Okay, fun.
Wait, Carson, is that why you said it was Tom's Cabin?
Uncle Tom's Cabin.
Yeah, I googled Mickey Revolt of 1853, scrolled down, Uncle Tom's Cabin came up, and it's like, hey, it's going to be a sequel. Okay. Checking the timer. You have 30 seconds remaining.
Okay, my internet's okay. I found it. Just gonna put that in the dock now. Okay.
Hello. Okay, 10, 9, 8. 7, 6.
You do know that everybody is ready.
3. Oh, everyone's ready?
Yeah.
Time's up. Okay.
Time's up.
Samson.
4. Time's up.
Give me Samson, a second.
Pick a number, Samson.
Give me a second.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
I'm just telling you. You should pick
where
a number.
Is number one? Number one is Dunagon.
This is next to number one.
I saw the option for number one.
There is number one.
Okay, so can I look at them all and then decide?
Or do we just have to pick one? No, you have to choose one at random.
Okay, well, we're going to do number two.
Roulette. It's just roulette.
The fuck? Roulette. No. You fucking, God damn it. You guys are fucked up. Who the fuck just chose roulette?
Samson, I will give you a one-time option of choosing a different number.
Okay, thank you. Okay, really number three. I'm assuming 19, yeah, the 1958 opening.
Okay, Samson, who do you want to ask first?
Who picked Roulette? Carson,
what is the 1958 Open Championship?
Okay, so the 1958 Open Championship was a golf championship tournament that was open to all players, since it's an open championship, and it was held in 1958.
Okay, well, that's all I've got for now.
It is a golf tournament in 1958.
No, can't.
And hold on. Carson.
Listen, for all we know, you just guessed what the article was about, and he's telling us what it was about.
Yeah, fine. I'm very clearly telling us. So, the 1958 championship was a...
Open championship, you fucking...
Shut up. Was a big money tournament between a troop of... golfers and
plural.
There was a very big cash prize money, which is still going on today, but not 1958. It's like 2019 because they didn't have Corona. So yeah,
it's 2020.
Okay.
Interesting. It's 1958 Open Championship.
Okay, so the 1958 Open Championship, this might sound surprising. it was an open championship in 1958. It was a British golf championship.
Okay.
What are British? What are you talking about?
Oh my god. Okay, Samson, who do you want to ask for more details?
Matthew, can you elaborate?
Why did you laugh so hard?
Because I know what the article is. You're lying.
Can you elaborate more on that, Matthew?
Because it's my article.
Gordon, shut up! Matthew, can you please elaborate on that idea?
Okay, so it was an open championship, you know, open to all players. It was a fairly sizable cash prize for the time. 1958 Open Championship held in Britain. The Queen was there.
Okay.
Yeah, but the Queen wasn't there, Carson. Or Matthew.
How do you know? Because she had your article.
Because she wasn't. I didn't pick roulette.
You haven't yet convinced me you didn't pick roulette.
Roulette.
Means okay, little so, young.
Samson, who are you going to ask now? Matthew gave you some
Matthew,
more information.
Thank you for elaborating, and I'm sorry that people cut you off. Yeah, what is the 1958 Open Championship?
Means little wheel in French.
Okay, Jeff, what is this?
Okay, the 1958 Open Championship was a golf championship where the president himself, not Donald Trump. I didn't get to read the article too much.
Chef, who was the president in 1958?
A very important person, okay? And,
okay, thank you. Continue.
Yep.
What?
How do you not know the president during that?
I don't know, John F. Kennedy? I don't...
For that.
What?
Okay, Shep, how about this? You are done. Carson, what is the 1958 Open Championship?
Okay, I have two things to say. First of all, it was Eisenhower that was the president in 1958. Second of all,
Do you know who Eisenhower is?
Shut up.
Why are we still on this?
It was
he
a golf tournament.
The atomic bomb. Listen,
shut up, okay? It was a golf tournament in 1958 that was open to all players. It was the 87th consecutive year that they had done it, okay? It was held from the 2nd of July to the 5th of July at some fancy golf club.
It went over the 4th of July?
Yes, it was in England, okay?
What about the prize of July?
The prize was not money. The prize was two things. You got a claret jug. Don't ask me what it is. I don't know. And second, you got
Did you get diplomatic immunity?
No, you got a free ticket to like another big golf tournament that was
for diplomatic immunity.
Okay. So I'm gonna stop everyone there. Everyone, shut up before I do something.
It was 36 holes.
Carson, I'm going to kill you, and I'm going to do something to your mom.
That's all I remember.
Okay, so, honestly, Carson gave me the most details, and would make the most sense that you don't automatically just get money from an open championship, especially back in 1958. You know, they weren't just exactly passing pennies around.
Yes, they were.
Chef obviously is the one that picked roulette. Well, Matthews was good. I don't think it was it. Carson, this was your article.
Nelson, this was, in fact, my article.
Really? Could you tell?
I'm going to look up the 1958 Open Championship.
It was a golf tournament.
Yeah, it
Carson, you gave way too many details, Carson.
Yeah.
My goal is to make myself have the most points by convincing him it's my article.
Carson, but you're kind of ruining the fun of the game.
Yeah, Carson. I think we can just all agree that Carson sucks.
Jeez, fine. I'm judged now.
Okay, wait.
Are you sure?
Okay, so I have the article for the 1958 Open Championship up, and the winner's share was $2,800.
Carson, you fucking asshole.
I don't think... We're definitely not looking at the same article then. Mine says right here.
The 87th Open Championship held from 2 to 5 July at the Royal Lytham and St. Anne's Golf Club in Lytham, St. Anne's, England. Peter Thomson won his fourth claret jug in 5 years in a 36-hole playoff, 4 strokes ahead of Dave Thomas.
Hey, we don't need
a game of Minecraft to think this over.
How about this? We can play Minecraft after we're done with this, okay?
No,
one more round.
Really interesting as if we just
one more round.
Minecraft
I'm gonna be number
the
one.
Podcast.
One more round. You guys pick numbers. I'm not looking at the tab. I'm gonna start your timer in 3, 2, 1.
Okay.
I don't know why people thought I picked roulette last round.
Shep, did you pick roulette?
The no. Washington tape roulette.
Yeah, you idiot.
Pick roulette.
If you didn't pick roulette, then why'd you type roulette?
I typed golf championship of 1958, okay, genius.
Don't we?
My internet's not working. I can't load anything.
Yeah, same here. My internet's doing a slow.
Yeah, like, I can't load anything, so I can't read mine yet.
Yeah, neither can I, but I have mine pulled up because I, yeah.
Okay, well, you have a minute and 50 seconds.
Well, Carson, if my internet doesn't load, then you can't look at the page until my internet loads.
This man typed roulette.
This man didn't type roulette. I just got an
that internet. Is false.
We can go look at the edit history, Shep. It'll tell us who typed roulette.
That was, don't do that.
I'm doing it. See any changes.
Carson!
I'm not looking at that. I'm going down.
Hey, the Wikipedia servers are down.
Someone hasn't typed their article yet.
Someone just deleted my
Wikipedia articles are down. What are you attacking me?
Samson, someone made your article white text.
Yeah, why would you do that?
What, hidden?
I misspelled it.
Wikipedia articles are down.
You forgot the seventh E.
The seventh E?
Shut up, Matthew. Fuck you.
Seventh E.
I have to agree with Chip. The Wikipedia servers are going to be down.
No, they're not. I just did random article over here, and it's working fine.
Yes. Well, Carson, no, because you live out of town with them Glenrock servers, like a little pleb.
I live in town, and I have no problems with Wikipedia right now.
Yeah, I have problems with Wikipedia. You know what, Carson? Carson, look at my face.
Jeff and I are stupid, okay? Leave us alone.
Look into my eye, Carson.
I don't know what to do. It literally says the site cannot be reached.
Yeah, same. These look like a liar's eyes.
Then go on your phone, go to the article.
Fine, Carson. God, keep yelling at us.
I like how you were yelling at him for yelling at us.
Well, you know, if someone yells at me, I gotta initiate conflict.
Don't worry, Samson. I'll look up the article and then I'll tell you about it.
No, it's okay. I got it.
Yes, please do that.
Hold on. I got an interesting one.
Volume 2.
Hey, the servers are back up.
Simpson made an interesting article choice.
Who did I did?
Did I did?
Is that I did?
I didn't hear you. It's not letting me click it on my phone.
Okay, I'm going to take this lull in our conversation to set out the points. So Matthew has 2 points. Samson?
Definitely have more than 2 points.
What?
I also have 2 points.
You're right.
Yeah, Samson also has 2 points. I have 1 point. And
have any points?
And
I have 2.
Okay.
Shep also has 2 points.
Carson, eat it, punk.
Okay, so I figured I pulled up a good enough. I just pulled up the description on my phone. I'm all good now.
Good.
I'm good.
Okay.
Okay, everyone ready? Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I made a note at the bottom.
I did. Okay, so to make this true random, I'm gonna ask random number generator.
No one picked number one this episode. That makes me sad.
I picked number one.
No one
I know, Chef. God. Jesus. We listened to backup while you were gone.
It was beautiful.
The only reason we let you in here is for...
Okay, the result of my random number generator was 1.
Yeah!
Okay, the first question is going to be, how do you pronounce this? Samson.
It's Chelsea Bun, obviously.
Okay, Matthew, how do you pronounce this?
Chelsea Bun.
Okay, Shep, how do you pronounce this? Okay, Chelsea Matthew, Bun. What is this?
Chelsea Bun.
Jesus, Carson is just going at it. Jesus Christ.
Carson is just...
Chelsea Bun.
Carson, I swear to God that you're Elon Musk's cousin. Son's cousin. Okay. Carson, are you a robot?
No. Okay, now Matthew, what is Chelsea Bun?
Chelsea Bun was an Olympic... I think it was silver medal winning gymnast and pole vaulter.
Not even gold.
Okay. Are you going to give me anything else or move on?
That's the first statement.
Okay. Shep.
Chelsea Bun is a Olympic finger skater. And she only got... silver, gold, and bronze. So, yeah, she collected them all like it was Pokemon.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Samson, what is it?
Yes, ma'am.
What is
A Chelsea bun is a type of currant bun. You know, like baking.
Okay.
What? What's a currant? Is it like a Durant?
Please shut up and move on.
Okay, now, Samson, I would like to hear more about this bun.
Okay, so this Chelsea bun, right? It was baked in the 18th century. Do you want
more? No, are you a liar?
Yeah, give me more, Samson. Give me all you got.
Okay. To figure it out.
So, Parthen, some of these ingredients in this Chelsea currant bun is some yeast, some lemon zest, and, you know, some more of a sweet spice, you know, like cinnamon.
Okay. So,
you do know lemon zest explodes when you bake it, right?
Shep, apparently you've never added lemon zest to anything, which is a common ingredient in most things that are lemon. How do you think they make a lemon thing?
Okay. Matthew, tell me more about this silver medalist.
So she performed in the 1952, I want to say, Summer Olympics. She grabbed silver medal. I believe it was fairly outplayed. I don't know what the Olympic gymnastics terms are when someone does a better than you.
She was a famous
skater. Did a better than by someone from Germany.
Okay.
What's in Germany today? God.
German superiority.
Okay. So, German. Shep, tell me more about this Olympic figure skater.
Roulette.
Chelsea Bunn was an Olympic figure skater from 1953 to got all the medals. Not in the same year, but she was a silver medalist in her final year. And
what year?
She wrote a book about baking.
What year did you say?
1953.
That's completely wrong.
What Olympics?
The 1953 Olympics.
There was Summer Olympics before that.
Okay, we all know Shep picked roulette. Let's just leave him alone.
Okay, so I'm gonna be honest, I don't think that it's Shep.
good, we all know he's wrong.
So that leaves it between Matthew and Samson. So Matthew says it's a silver medalist from the 1952 Summer Olympics.
And mine is a currant bun with lemon zest and cinnamon.
Exactly. So, Samson, can you talk to me about the origins of this bun?
The place of origin was the United Kingdom, obviously. That's to the west of us for you idiots. Haha, got him.
You're from the east of us, so I don't think you should be talking, mister.
If you go far enough, it goes to China.
I'm saying, prepare to get racismed.
Basically, they were first made at the bun house. It was a bun house, and ironically, a town's named Chelsea. And that's why it's called Chelsea Bun, because it was made at the bun house, United Kingdom. It was mostly based around royalty. And yeah, that's why it's yeast dough and not just yeast and normal dough, like you plebeians.
Okay, Matthew. What color of hair did this silver medalist have?
Brown.
Okay. How old was she when she completed in her last Olympics?
30. Okay. How old was she?
How old was she when she competed in her first Olympics?
I only know the last.
Okay. And is she alive or did she die?
She's dead, Carson. She did not survive 78 years and participate in the Olympics.
Okay, so Matthew, I really like your answer, but I like both of yours. I feel like Samson's a little bit more believable.
Well, I looked it up, and I think you should side with Matthew.
It's Shep. He picked roulette. Come on.
It's Shep. He picked roulette.
Was also just saying that he couldn't open Wikipedia.
That is true.
I open Wikipedia on my phone, like a big green boy.
I feel like I'm going to go with Samson for this one.
Well, Carson, turns out you are correct, which means I'm going to make you Chelsea buns now.
Yeah, sweet.
We all know that you don't know how to bake. You only know how to cook rice.
Okay, so
yes, what was I do ship. I made rice for my other friends.
Okay, so
and that's not baking.
Who was number
You can
two?
Ask Kenny and Keaton. I made them rice.
We all know that you should have picked Best of Dog Bowl Volume 2. And how did you not pick that?
Shep, what is Best of Dog Bowl Volume 2?
It is a band named Dog Bowl that has their Volume 2 album.
Okay.
Actually, wait, so Carson and I tied for first place, right?
No. Yeah, Samson, you won with 3 points. And Matthew, Shep, and me all tied with 2 points.
Actually, Best of Dog Bowl, you know that thing they do around, like, the Super Bowl time?
That means I've won the last three.
So it's dogs. They do the Super Bowl with dogs, and they get all the compilations.
No, it's not.
It's Best of Dog Bowl Volume 2.
No, it's not, actually. That's wrong.
No, one of the puppy songs is Love Bomb. Another one is Buzz.
Matthew, that thing around the Super Bowl is called the Puppy Bowl.
You know what the number four song that they ever produced was? Silkworm Exploding.
Everyone, thank you for watching this episode of Public Enemy Board Game Experience. Tune in next week or whenever we upload next time.
Hello,
I have no
Helen.
Idea when that's going to be.
Womanizer. Buzz.
Please shut up, Shep.
In a wheelchair.
Shep!
Oklahoma City on the sidewalk. Cyclops Nuclear Submarine Captain.
Okay. And
Shep, thank you for watching this episode of Public Enemy Board Game Experience. Check in next week or whenever
the
we upload next.
Was shot.
But we're stupid, so we don't know. Shep, I'm actually going
to. I'm just going to meet him.
Cigars get charged in topless bars.
Okay, so I'm going to now do it. Okay, so hello. So, thank
love
you, everyone.
Song names.
Thank you, everyone, for watching this episode of Public Enemy Board Game Experience. Aww. Check in next week or whenever we upload next. I have no idea when that's going to be when we get bored. Yeah, have a good day.
Bye.
Yeah.